the Pharaoh is not a name, it has meaning. Who does know the meaning?
Arrogant.
In Arabic.
Arrogant.
Arrogant, yes. Tafar'un is arrogance. So, what is this arrogance? You remember my lovely story? At the end of it, he said, "Ta ke in divar ali gardan ast, mane in sar furud avardan ast." He said, "That wall to you is your arrogance. You could label it self-confidence or something like that. But the main part is arrogance. Because when I look at my PhDs framed on the wall, something in me, in a way, tries to believe that is me. Those are the documents that I did something in youth. When I was young, I was doing that. So what? Is that me? Me, real me. That is our point. Is that okay? Let's go to this point. نفسش اندر خانه تن نازنین بر دیگر کس دست می‌خواهد بکین. Look at you. His fleshly soul luxuriating in the house which is his body. He gnaws his hand in rancor against someone else. That didn't make sense to me. I read the Persian because in Persian it will give you the feeling that your ego is protected in your body and you're blaming everyone and everything for your shortcomings. Isn't that what we do? And he said, Let me tell you another story. He opened a parenthesis here. He said there was this guy who killed the mother. I told him, why did you kill the mother? He said, because she was doing dishonorable stuff. So you should kill the man. In that case, I should have killed a man every day. I killed the mother, I got rid of them all. What does that say to you?
The mother gives birth. No.
Here, don't be genius, okay? Go back to stories. Go back to stories. Do you remember first time when we talked about the egocentrism? An intellectual, very good fellow who firmly believes in his trying. We called him Juhud. First book. We talked about two kings. First one was killing all the others. The second one prepared a fire and said, who doesn't accept me will go in the fire. Remember the baby and the mother and all that. Over there he said, the mother of all idols is the idol of your ego. Here he said, all the wrongdoings comes from that ego. Kill the ego. You are not the ego. Because sometimes we believe you are our ego. You are not your ego. Kill the ego. Because if you don't kill the ego, you want to kill the things that come from ego. That's a permanent job. So kill the source. How? We said, first of all, remember that the human could change drastically. Remember? He talked about somebody who was the father of wisdom, Bul Hakam. Then he was facing the truth, the good message of Muhammad. His name was transformed to Bujahl, means the father of ignorance. Means means that whatever you know, you have a couple of PhDs, okay. But if you do something wrong, then you are ignorant. Because we expect more. Not that because you have a couple of PhDs, you're free to do whatever nonsense. This is not the way it goes. It goes like this, that you could change drastically from good to bad, bad to good. This is 806. His name was Abu al-Hakam, and he became Abu Jah. Then the verse 812. Therefore, in every single moment, there is someone to go and find to help you. Do not say that there is no one. This is a permanent exam. And this exam goes like this. Whoever has a good disposition is saved. Whoever is a frail heart is broken. That saint then is the living imam who arises, whatever he be a descendant of Umar or Ali. Means what? Means please, once for all, remember, here we are not talking about genetic heritage at all. It doesn't matter what your background is even. It's irrelevant. Oh, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, we say, I learned that it doesn't matter what will happen in your life. It matters what you do with that happening. You don't need to be the luckiest person and every good thing happen to you. If you're not a good fellow, you will ruin all the good chances. It doesn't matter the background, the history, the parents, the nation, bloodline. These are nonsenses. We are the children of cultural line. We learn from each other. And there are those unique people within us, always. He is the Mahdi, he is the Hadi, O Seer of the Way, he is both hidden and seated before your face. They are here. They are thousands and they're only one. And they're all over. They are hidden and they are obviously visible. It depends on who you are, how thirsty you are, and how much really seriously you get rid of the bricks of that wall, that big ego, which I am this, I am that, I am that. Do you remember the example of that collective ego to me? I always say, I repeat it, and sometimes somebody should laugh or scab. I say, we human people, we are so silly that officially we have prepared a list of human rights, but we don't have a list of human duties. We don't have duties, we just have rights. You know why? Because we are given the chance of life. No, I'm not talking about you. You deserve it, right? You were the best sperm within those 500. My goodness. You know how many sperm were there? Suddenly you are here. That will give you all the rights, right? Even to kill the people. This is because you are cross-eyed. We talked about it right at the beginning. We said this is it, your vision. You have a double vision. The things have two meanings. One is that thing, the second one is my thing. How does it connect to me? I am the center of the universe and everything relates to me. He said this cross-eyedness will be cured, but very slowly and painfully. Remember that. It doesn't go to happen overnight. It could. That's the magic. We'll cross our finger for you. And if you want to wait for that, go ahead. But to increase your chances, you have to work on it, because the squiddedness little by little grows less. And when he passes beyond the 700, he becomes the sea. Then I said, oh my God, oh, I know that there is a way that water and the children of the water could be cooked without being burned. Fire and water, they don't go together. Give me a pot. Suddenly, the fire and water will work together. The medium is a pot or a pan. As for the foot, is walking a sock. That's what it is. Means we are going to walk, and if there is no tool, you could burn yourself. But there are tools. You want to walk this path? Okay, there are some socks, some shoes to wear, or a space between so that the air becomes burning hot and brings to the water. Therefore, pass. The darvish then is that who has no intermediary. The flame have a connection with his being. Meanwhile, there is that other state of mind that is possible. And I'm sorry, this argument wants much illustration, and the explanation, excuse me, we'll talk about it later. This was the opening of this story. He said, let me talk about form and the essence. Form is lovely, because first of all, it will let you understand this stuff in a single moment. Just looking at this, this is a chair. This is lovely form. But remember, by form, you will have a level of understanding, which is einoliyati. Remember? He said, but we told you at the beginning, elmul yaqin is no good really. You hear about something and you believe in it. Then einul yaqin is when you see it, seeing is believing, then we know there is haqqul yaqin. Means you will understand the real, truthful essence of that form. You will become that form. That's another level of understanding which we are aiming at. Why? Because it's good? Or because it's nice? Or because it's good knowledge? We're not talking about knowledge here. Why?
It's just things you learn and stuff.
Because the thing that we wanted to learn in this path is love, and love could never be explained logically. We need these tools to understand that. The beauty, do not forget the beauty. Beauty, we're just looking at it? No. By just listening to a requiem of Mozart, what will happen? First time, you're just shocked. It takes a lot of time listening. The music people, they will say, to become that music. Then that's haqqul yaqin. Then that music is in you. That's the state of mind we're looking for. beauty is always a very good example.